Now. Your screen was also small again, well, doesn't matter.
Here's what to do.
Yeah, I know. Yes, I can really do. Hey!
Right.
My screen is big.
Great, man. Who starts?
Well, I'll start just with another presentation, so right, then
great.
We can look at the agenda for this meeting. Okay. Put some new things in the map. This is it. I have another shortcut. Well, a functional design meeting, it's a stage we're in.
Mm-hmm.
And you also, all three of you have prepared something about it.
Yes.
Well, we'll just have a look at the notes from the previous meeting, what we thought we had decided, but. Then we'll look at the three presentations from you.
Okay.
I think you're prepared well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll look at the new project requirements. We I don't know, you also have received a mail, the new project requirements from our bosses.
No.
Oh, I've received a
mail
with some additional requirements.
All right.
And I'll have a look. Well. I think we should show them before your presentations because it's not really smart to include some things we can't because of the new requirements.
Okay.
Well, then we can make some decisions about our remote control functions. We have to decide in this meeting what our function will be, and then we can discuss some more closer.
We have 40 minutes for this.
Yeah, I think so.
Right.
Well, Vega, the closing, well, we'll not look at it yet.
Right.
Now, look at that. I'll show that to this board. Well, notes for a meeting. Yeah. I gave you this presentation. We familiarized ourselves with the boards, and then we discussed some first ideas. So we said that we have to merge the strong points from our competitors,
right.
And look at their remote controls. We should make it compatible with our new DVD and other releases we have, our technical releases.
Uh-huh.
Not too many buttons, one recognizable button in the middle, where you do the most important functions with, and well, they can have two functions because you have DVD and television.
Yeah.
The design has to fit the hand, the original, but also be familiar. It's one of my ideas.
Yeah. Well, it's just 30 minutes ago, so it's not quite.
Now it's fine.
Yeah.
But well, I have to do it. The materials, well, should be hard plastic with rubber from the Thijs. And well, the labeling of the button should be intractable. It's
recognizable
at all times.
Okay.
Well, fronts for the remote, just like mobile telephones. And the technical aspect, and also labeling of the buttons, the functions should be universal standards. Well, that's just some ideas from the first meeting.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite logical, all of it. Now, the new project requirements, I'll just show them. I got these mail from our bosses. Well, teletext goes out. We will not use teletext.
Okay.
Maybe
I disagree,
new sort of
thing,
but not teletext.
It's not my place to disagree, I guess.
The second is a bit pity, because we just said we wanted to include the DVD, and they don't want it because of our time we have for this project.
No, alright.
So that's a shame, because especially for the third requirements, we want to reach people under the 30 years, because we don't have those customers a lot at this point. Well, it's a bit pity because just those people want to have one remote control for all those technical devices they can.
Let's forget about it. It's just time consuming.
Yeah.
So we have to go.
Well, and our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products. So we have to use maybe a slogan, maybe a color, and on our remote controls, the design has to be, well, as we already said, actually familiar.
Yes.
Not only just the shape, but also our company.
Yeah, we are a real fashionable company. I read it on the.
Yeah.
I didn't know what company we were, but we design especially trendy, trendy stuff. So it has to be a lot of design, and it's important to know when you design things.
Yes, I noted our slogan we have, our company. It's we put the fashion in electronics.
No.
Right.
So maybe that's a slogan we can put somewhere on a remote control or something.
Yeah.
All right, then we're going to have
three
presentations. You want to start?
Yeah, I think I have to start.
I didn't see anything about
I just have to think which file is mine, because I was in a bit in a hurry.
Okay.
Well, I think it's this one, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I have my. You already opened the PowerPoint.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to tell you something about functional requirements.
Mm-hmm.
To start with these points. Next sheet. At first, I'll tell you something about what people dislike about the current controls, because it's a smart thing to exclude those things. Furthermore, it's very important what they do like and what they do use. Then I tell something about the most important issues, so we have to focus on those few things. And in the end, I'll show you our target audience or our target product users, customers. Well, the first findings are that people think most controls are very kind of ugly. That's 75% of the current users. They don't like it, so we might think about fronts in that section. They also say, that's about, I thought it was 50%, that more money will be spent on better looking controls. So it's very important that you design a nice looking control. The current user uses his machine just about, well, all the time for a few functions. Almost every user uses the control for just 10% of his capacity. So it's really important to make the buttons for the common tasks kind of big or kind of flashy. Furthermore, is 75% of the users zaps a lot, thus it might be smart to make a big zapping button or something in the middle, so you can reach it with your thumb.
You can zap away.
Yep.
Yeah, right. Right. A lot of users lose their controls in the living room, so it might be sensible to make some kind of a button on your television that your control beeps or something that you can find it very easily. I don't know, maybe that's an idea, because it's a big, I think 50% of the users loses its control.
No, it should be
in the
actually
same room.
It should actually be loose from the television, because it can also be used for other televisions. So if you deliver a small click on device that you can put on your television that beeps to your remote control,
yeah,
everyone can
you
use
lose
it.
Your click on device.
No, you can click it on your television.
Yeah, but if somebody else uses it in another room or something.
Another room, yeah.
No,
well,
but it's specifically
yes.
Says it's the control is lost in the same room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, well,
no,
device
we'll have a look at it.
Furthermore, the learning time is a problem. 34% thinks it's too difficult to learn. So the learning curve should be very short for the dumbest people should be able to use it.
I think our user expert should also consider a manual for the remote, of course.
Yeah, but people don't read manuals.
No, they don't read? Oh,
no.
So it is useless to add one, do you think?
I think you should put more time in the design of pick up and use
than a manual. You should take a look at it and know how it's supposed to work.
Yeah.
It should always be a manual, but it can
it
be very short.
Yeah, but nobody reads a manual about a remote control.
Yes, okay.
Well, maybe for if you don't recognize a button, who do they call?
Yeah, right. It should be there, the manual, but not to explain how the remote works. Only.
We don't have much time, so it's better to put our attention to the design, so you can pick up and use it.
We are a design team. We can say to some writer, make a manual. Oh, point.
Right.
Yeah,
isn't
part of the? No.
Well, we'll have a look.
Point.
Yes.
RSE. Well, that's about 20% up, but. The designer should take it. Consider the consequences of using your remote.
Yeah.
It should be good in your hand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. This is the most important part. The requirements that we're gonna specify. We're gonna target a younger audience. That's about 60% of the market, so it's quite important. Research shows that they like to have a little LCD screen on their zapping device. I thought it was the age between 16 and 20. 99% of the people like that, so it's very important. We should definitely have that in our designs.
Well, with €12.50. As production cost, we can't afford an LCD.
Yeah, but they think it's really important. So if we want to, if we have a big, if we make lots of the stuff, maybe we can buy it very cheap. I don't know. We have to.
We'll consider it.
It's your task to look into the costs of those.
Yeah, I don't have any information.
No,
I know.
We'll look into that later.
Right. And another thing is speech recognition. They also like that, but research is very costly.
I think that's difficult to realize also.
Yeah, but it might be important.
We have very demanding clients.
It's not yet a standard development.
And we have
so
customers in multiple
LCD is
consoles,
more
I think.
Reachable than a speech recognition.
Absolutely.
So we might consider LCD screens.
Yeah, all right. We'll consider both. And see what we can find again.
Right.
Yep.
We don't rule them out yet.
Maybe. Okay.
I think that's it.
Okay.
I think it is sensible to take these points into the notes.
Yes.
So you can. Right.
Well, I can still see your presentation.
Yeah. Right.
Similar. Well, next. I don't know who is next. You got a.
Can I give a technical talk?
Yes.
No,
go ahead.
Well, I just might have to explain or to point out the working design.
Yep.
We have that here. Okay, how do you enlarge it?
F5.
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 Oh, the working design? That's my.
next button.
Well, all right, you know who I am and what I do. So, we have this. It's a bit unclear because I want to copy-paste something. It wasn't originally in black and white, but it became black and
purple.
I think you can read it. I think it's important for you to realize the basic function of a remote control. You can see...
Maybe you can select it, so it inverts.
And I can select in
the whole picture.
Click.
Never mind.
Well, you can read it. It's not easy. Well, this is a schematic view of how a basic remote control works. You have basically
the energy, the power of the remote control, and the semi was just the LED, the bulb that sends the infrared beam to the set. And the source is of course the user, and the user interface is the buttons of course, and the user interface sends the different signals of the different buttons to the chip. The chip sends it to the LED, and the LED sends it to the machine. That's the basic, very basic. Well, I have put it in a couple of basic steps. The remote is basically just waiting for a user to press a key. It does nothing until, of course, the key is pressed. The key presses a signal to a chip. The chip senses the connection and recognizes the key. So, how you answer that? The chip produces Morse code, a specific code to indicate that specific button. That's pressed, of course. It uses transistors and the remote control to amplify and to send that signal again to the LED, which is the bulb. Now the LED produces an infrared beam and signals the, well, it's very simple, it signals the signals to the sensor on the TV set, and the TV set also recognizes the signal and performs the assigned task.
So this is also why we have to have a button that says I'm now busy with a DVD, if we had done that. And the button for
but we don't
TV.
No,
so.
No, but yeah, exactly. Well, this is the basic function of a remote. I have some couple of pictures here. It's a very basic one. And of course, if we're going to add an LCD screen to it, it won't look anything like this. But this is very basic, basically the shape of a remote control. It has very little buttons, but it's quite. You can easily recognize the button. They're far enough apart, and it's not very not very high tech indeed, and it's not very user friendly. If you look at the shape, it's just a simple long box shape. So we have to change a little bit to that, so that it becomes more user friendly, and that problems like RG don't occur. Yeah.
I have a table here about the relevance of the buttons. The power button is used very much, channel selection, volume, and teletext. Well, teletext is not an option, so that. But I think it's very important to make the power, channel, and volume buttons near to the thumb, so you can't have RSE consequences.
Yeah, because they are the most important buttons.
Right.
And you can
make them big, make them easy to,
well,
to press.
You don't
but
have to
also
look
but
and
like
search for them.
If you have
right.
The most used buttons all in one place, and you keep making the same moves,
yeah, right.
I was
but
thinking
if
you
would put it at a different place, then you have to move your hands, and that's
yeah,
one of the things
of
about RSE.
That's right, that's right.
But you can't have any every button under the thumb.
No, but the most important buttons, maybe you can just put them a bit apart,
yeah.
So you would.
That's very important. And
reject RSE.
Maybe you can make for channel changing two little buttons on the side of the remote, so you can just do like this. Like
yes, I saw on my mobile telephones. They also have
symbolic things.
Do people when they pick up a remote know that they have to do that? It's a new feature.
Well, it's
you
it's
can make
yeah,
a
right,
double feature like a button on the top and on
yeah,
the
well also
if
someone
say
puts picks
up
and
down
this
they'll
remote.
Understand it. I think 80%
well.
Would.
If someone
well.
Puts up it, picks up his remote and he picks it, but he touches the side and
yeah,
he's
yeah,
already
he
on the next channel.
Yeah.
That's very irritating.
Yeah, that's right.
I think.
Yeah.
Right.
So in any case, the basic function should be needed, as you say, at the time. I think that's a good idea. And then the less important buttons, like the different samples of the numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, so should be not in reach because they don't use it all the time. Well, it's basically as you said. I have some pictures of the inside workings, but I don't want to get too technical because that's not very
it's
useful
for your part of the job.
So, this is how it looks from the inside.
Yep.
And, that's about it, I think. Oh yeah, I still like this one. I had to delete this one. I had to make it. Schematic of the. I had two little time, but don't.
Don't
okay. Well, we understand.
It's clear,
we understand.
Yeah, it's clear.
All right.
That's
no.
Most important thing.
Nice.
Alright.
Then Mike can give the third presentation. How late is did we start this presentation?
I don't know. I think about 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Losing
wow.
time.
Then we have still the time. But we do have to come to a decision.
Yeah, right.
Right,
so.
So, SQL error.
Well, I thought everybody on the website would see the same thing. That's not the case.
Yeah, there are different, we all have different homepages.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Different links, yeah.
Error.
Error.
For instance, you couldn't see this.
Okay, yeah, well.
Well, how am I doing? User interface
mm-hmm.
design. The method, well, I use my own experience with remotes to look at the remotes on the corporate website, which are these two.
Yeah.
These are already used. Yes, these are from another manufacturer.
All right.
This one is engineering center, so this one has the most functions and things. This one is user center.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I like user center.
Yeah,
I like user center also the best.
We also have that.
Well, I thought that we would use the option to control the DVD also and teletext and that kind of stuff.
Mm.
So I thought we would use need more buttons than this one,
but we have to reject that because
yes.
It's
yeah.
That's why this. It's not relevant anymore. I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need.
Yeah, right.
I kind of like the shape. I think this is what we talked about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you can't really see different from different sides, but I think.
Oh, well, I. Well, actually.
You can draw it if you want.
Oh yeah, I think we should go further with the idea of removable fronts.
Mm-hmm.
You can yeah, customize.
Well, absolutely, but they all have to have something about the recognition from our company. So
mm-hmm.
they cannot just
yeah,
make
it's
someone.
Well, it's not the whole remote that changes.
No, but it's the side they look at is the front. So if you make a front with just a tiger on it, then
mm-hmm.
our recognition is totally gone.
Yeah, that's right.
You can put the same symbol on every
yeah,
remote.
That's
so
a must.
Like
yeah.
there
you
is
can put it
on
the back side.
Yeah.
Every,
well, and
something like this.
Yes.
It's recognizable.
Okay.
We can make a symbol of the company right here, and if you
yeah.
put front on it, there's a hole in the front. So
yeah,
the symbol.
So
yeah.
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 Don't
yeah.
replace
yeah.
the symbol.
Or
the
lowest part of the remote isn't changed
yeah.
by the front.
But
yeah.
let's not focus on the
yes.
front. So
okay.
Well, so like I said, I thought we'd use more functions. We had to include more functions, but we don't. So,
hmm.
yeah.
Right.
I think this is about the maximum number of buttons we need. Maybe some less. Like eject, we don't need, and some other buttons we don't need.
Mike, can you put that picture for me on in the Word document file?
Yeah, I will. I think for the remote, less is more. The less buttons, the better the design.
Yeah.
We should go with that concept, I think.
Mm. All right.
I've got another point.
Yeah.
There are two target audiences, and we've chosen for the younger one. Research has shown that it's high interested in features. They are high interested in feature, but they are more critical. Critical.
The
so
younger.
The younger audience, so we must design a control that really speaks to people.
Well, what if we I at home have a remote that has the most familiar buttons on the top,
mm-hmm.
and the bottom side of the front has a little clap, a little you can click away, and then you have much more functions that most people don't use, but some do.
Mm-hmm. But I think the most functions underneath that
clap aren't as much.
Yeah,
well, but because you say that their features are important, they want
right.
a lot, but not.
Yeah, but what kind of features?
Yeah,
like
I think
LCD screens
yeah,
and voice recognition.
Yeah.
But
most look at these numbers. The newest features are, like I said, are LCD and speech control. Our audience, these people, are very like these features.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, so
yeah.
we must build in something, or they will to go to the concurrent.
Yeah.
Our
competitors, right. So I do think we have to have some features.
Yeah.
Even though they
well,
cost a little more.
Maybe we could, on some calculators, you have those little
right.
LCD that
right.
you can click on or something, or you can click out of the remote. And if that gives you a little bit of status
like
information. Yeah.
Which program you are watching or something?
Yeah,
those kind of things. Because you also have those program recognition for your VCRs. And
yeah, right.
well,
yeah.
if right. if your remote picks that up also, they can display which program you're currently watching.
Yeah. So it just signals the different different symbols on the screen,
yeah.
right? Because if you change to channel 2, you have 2 on the screen and 2 on your
for example
on your LCD screen.
It could be such
yeah.
a little that you can click in and out and you have it.
Yeah, we should keep that simple too.
But should it
yeah.
really be clickable?
Well,
clickable.
Maybe.
No, it should be integrated.
Yeah,
just integrate inside to make it
talk.
more
trendy. So when you sit like this, you can watch. I
yeah.
think it should be
something like on
yeah.
Some radios in the car. Where it's walking.
Yeah, right.
RDS
or
something.
But that's of course a bit more expensive than the basic calculator design. But the scrolling text and that kind of thing.
Well, it's just
one script. Just a minute, it's a script that keeps it rolling, and it's not. It's 5 minutes of implementing
yeah.
time,
five
I think.
Yeah, for programming.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's the issue.
No.
All right.
We go with LCD.
Well, I think so. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
we still need to know how much that will cost.
Right. I don't know if I can find that.
No.
We'll
have to
maybe you'll
in
get that information
next
time.
Yeah, right.
We can use this board again. Think we can put some decisions about the controls we want. The issue with the where's my presentation?
Yeah, I understand this. Yeah. We should have a general idea of how it's gonna look.
Well, we are here now. I think this I've already given you. So we have to decide on the different remote control functions.
Right.
So we want to have a small LCD screen.
Top.
That's special.
Should we start with the most important
at
parts?
The top
yeah, LCD screen.
At the bottom.
All right.
I think the top
we
is more
start with the power button.
Yeah.
When you sit, how do you zap? You just sit in your chair.
Huh?
Yeah, with the LCD screen on top, it gets
it's
a bit
terrible.
Unnatural. Because most remotes have some space left at the bottom.
Yeah, but that's where your hand ball might be.
Yeah,
I don't know.
No.
And then
we'll draw 2, and then we see.
Maybe we should centralize the discussion here. I don't know what you're
no.
talking about.
No.
we're busy with something. You
yeah, right. He thinks it's better to put the LCD at the bottom, and I think it's better at the top.
Uh-huh. Why do you think it's better at the bottom?
Well, because most remotes have some space left at the bottom, and that way you can keep the shape recognizable for everybody.
But you just can put the whole interface a bit down so that there's
yeah.
room
well,
for
I think
for
that's the LCD is like small. It's wide. It's
uh-huh.
not high. But
well,
and
I think Mike has a point because.
Yeah.
When I use a remote, I hate the buttons at the
bottom.
So and
yeah,
I like to use that once
like this
on the top. So
yeah, right.
when I have to,
we're making
the
remote with an
accessory. Well, I agree with you.
But a few functions, you know.
It's also more recognizable. It looks more like a calculator to people if you have the
Yes, but we don't want that.
Yeah, you don't want.
We don't
want
them to look
yeah.
like calculator.
It
you want to look
must be a remote.
Like our
original.
Yeah,
but
well,
familiar.
But you don't have to throw an important aspect, important aspect like familiarity completely away because I think it's I think it's still important to have it at the top because it's
format,
yeah,
format, line.
Yeah.
It's more familiar
that
way.
Yeah. When I draw here,
it's a bit off.
Yeah, it's off.
A little bit.
It needs to be calibrated.
Well, let's talk about that later.
Maybe you shoot another pen. Maybe that's better. You only have
it's
one pen for that screen.
Right. Right, we have to make a decision now because
yeah.
we don't have much time.
Yeah.
I think we have a few functions and we can put the LCD above it and still have lots of room at the bottom.
Yeah,
where you can put
I
your
agree.
Hand.
I think it should be at the bottom.
Well,
but
I'm the designer, so...
And if you want to, I totally
so
agree. Yeah.
We're two with VS2.
Well, but what if we first decide the different functions,
yeah.
and then look at
right.
the design?
We were
busy
with that. We should summon the
yeah.
the different aspects of the thing. So, we have the power button.
And more of, I think that you two should be come to consensus about the LCD.
Yes.
It's your job.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's
Well,
we have a power button, guys.
Oh, you have to agree.
Yeah.
I can say one. It's like this. And
you
right. Disagree,
let's
yeah.
keep
we
it
have a power button, setting buttons, LCD window, the number buttons,
yeah.
channel. Yeah.
Volume
control.
Yes.
Now let's look at your design.
The mute button. I love that one.
I think we should use something like this to the channel up and channel down button.
Yes.
Yeah, in a circle, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's
and
that's
also
volume design.
Control also.
Yes.
In it.
Right.
Next speaker.
Well,
but on this remote, these controls are for something else, a DVD
yes,
player or something.
Yes,
so
they are for some video.
Said we could drop some of these buttons.
You should. Put that power button, channel, and volume should have the most importance.
Yeah. I think these should be in one big circle in the middle.
Yeah, but what he said about RSE was kind of true. When when you put them all in the same place, the most used buttons, you're doing the same thing all the time. And that's just what RSE is all about. So it might be smarter to put them a little more
apart,
away from each other.
So people have to move their hand, and they get less complaints of RSI.
Yeah, it's also not good to completely stay in one position
no.
constantly with one hand.
That's what I always do because all my important buttons are
good to move
place.
From time to time. Yeah,
yeah because people don't like it when their buttons are all over the place.
No, but
needs to be centered.
We have to choose a.
Frequency
way
of button use.
Yes.
channels are most is most used within the hour.
Mm-hmm.
You can see. So the channel buttons
mm-hmm.
should be far apart. I think up and down.
No, I don't.
Oh.
Up and down, far apart from each other.
Am I you thinking about RSE?
Yeah.
Well, not
look
too
at
much.
Look at frequency. not too much, but.
The other two frustrations are far more important. So,
I think you can have the two buttons of up and down close together, but you don't have have to have volume control.
Well,
and
for example,
and
the power
button close together.
You can.
Well, they're used four
if
times.
If someone
an hour,
is
so.
Constantly is zapping, it's not going to miss that the power button is not right beside it because I have
someone. I totally agree.
Right. So
but
that one can be put away.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
The
I
power
agree.
Button can be.
Power button should be left at the top.
Yes.
And should be right.
Oh man, 5 minutes.
yeah. Well,
right.
5 minutes left.
Just make some decisions.
Yep.
The most important things we have to.
How are we going to do it with
the
numbers?
We can use the drawing board now. I think it doesn't work well, but it
well,
would be pretty nice if we could just draw a simple.
I do
yeah,
think
well
you
well
have to
take
you have to keep it central now. Just
yes.
Yeah.
you decide that and
yes.
All right.
Ready.
Well, the LCD, you are industrial, you are user interface. So I think it's going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
But you will have to make consensus with Thijs well
Well, consensus.
Well, it's a bit hard because we're going to
do it
individually. It's a bit.
We're deciding now.
Yes.
So. Top or bottom?
Well, I still think it's quite important. Right?
Yes, it is.
We have it at the top, so yeah. You say familiarity isn't important, but.
Well, what if we're going to now decide about functions and the design comes into the next round?
Okay.
But the design round is still to come, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Right. Okay.
Right, these functions.
Because we agreed we do have an LCD.
Yes,
so
that's all right.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
The number function.
That's enough. Yeah.
Are we going to do it like on Mike's screen with one button that says I'm going to do a two number digital?
No.
How do you want it to do then?
Just when you
has to recognize one as there can still come more.
If you press two numbers shortly after each other.
Yes.
It recognizes it.
Yeah.
That's
right,
the
so
most
no button for that.
That's very easy.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyone? Any other functionalities of our remote?
I think these are the most important.
Do you still have the pictures over there?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's valid. You do need the this one. You do need.
No, we did just said
yeah,
we
I
didn't.
Know,
we
all right.
Well.
no, okay.
Well, because we can integrate with any other remotes, all those buttons on those pictures are irrelevant.
Right.
So, just for a television, is this all we need?
Yeah, it's most useful this way.
It has a very basic function.
Teletext is gone, so all those buttons that are to do with teletext. Oh, screen placing. We have those buttons about. There are two important ones we're forgetting. There's a screen, you can make it wider and less wide, and the button that you can go to A for your video.
Right. I do think we have to put that underneath the clip.
Those two, or it's just two, and we
just two under it.
That's
we can make a little row of like four buttons down here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Or at the top, your LCD scan is going to go.
You can put two or three buttons under another section. That's too complicated. You can just put it somewhere. They aren't used much, not as much as those others. So.
No, they can be smaller round.
Yeah, a bit buttons. Smaller, and well, and I think more at the bottom. Yeah, or at the top, yeah. What do you think, those buttons? Above
I think they should in an isolated part of the remote.
And where? Well, we present it later. We have it, and we design later where everything goes.
Right. Well, any other...
Well, if you take those,
video?
If you...
Go to video, that's always on your remote control.
Yeah, but
you
can
set
to
the video channel.
You can set to the video channel from
zero.
No, not at my
remote.
Yeah, zero is a different channel than
but
you set down zero, you get to AVI.
Yes,
I go to 99.
No, then you press 99. I think go to video is...
That's the button.
But it's easy to go, I mean, if you are at channel 55 and you want to go immediately to the video channel. You have to push to get below zero.
Zero.
It's more easy to get to
with
a specific video channel.
I use it.
Yeah, but if we're choosing to incorporate these buttons, you have to have a channel setting. If you have a new TV, you have to set the channels. Different buttons
I don't have buttons for channel setting, especially on my remote.
It's different screen settings.
Plus and down.
You have one button from set frequency or something, and then with plus and minus you can adjust the.
That's the only one we put in there.
So we still have one four.
For a screen of channel setting.
Yeah, to of course to configure
program.
the OK button.
You always have in the center an OK button.
Yeah.
For your menu button.
You should. Yeah, I think that's important.
Channel setting.
Menu. And the settings to change the brightness. The settings to change the brightness and the contrast.
Okay.
Channel. Yeah.
So.
Save.
G.
Chief.
Yes, say.
The menu button is also important.
Yes, I have to put it in.
Where? I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, menu.
I think things like contrast and brightness should be
in the menu.
In the menu, yeah.
And you can then adjust it with the setting buttons or something.
Yeah. The
because
the
setting right. buttons are reduced
volume
then if you
or
are
or
in
something
the menu.
Guys,
or
we're going to go to our rooms and we'll
your
have to decide things on our own, I think.
Right.
So.
Yes, Chief.
Right.
Oh, well, see you. We have lunchtime, by the way. Now.
Yeah.
So
lunch break.
I'm hungry.
Lunch.
Get into my belly.
We didn't exactly do anything.
Sound.